Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
David Payne has been in Melbourne this morning with Ace High preparing for Saturday's Caulfield Cup. Morning to you, Dave.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. Did Caulfield Melbourne Racing Club, do they look after you?
Yeah, they always do. Saw Peter Moody. He's full of nonsense as usual.
Oh, yeah, please. He's a bigger pest than when he was a trainer, isn't he?
That's right. He's an interviewer now.
Yeah, he does. He texts me at all strange times, Peter. If he texts me at 3 o'clock in the morning again, my wife's going to go looking for him. Now, let's get to some serious business. Ace High, how was the look around Caulfield this morning?
Yeah, no, he took it in well. Damien got off and said, lazy bugger. I said, yeah, that's him. Once you put the blinkers on him and he gets to the races, that's when he wakes up.
I got that this morning when you galloped, I think, with Mighty Boss, and Mighty Boss ran away, I think, but you stressed that he's just a lazy track worker.
We know him, Andrew. He doesn't work at home. Never won a gallop. Doesn't concern me. He's well. He's ready.
Yeah. Just giving him that experience. I know the gallops are out wide there at Caulfield, but seeing the grandstand and everything, is that really what you went there for?
Yeah, just to have a look around, especially those big tents and everything. And I think he was looking at everything as well, which is good. He took it all in. And Saturday, the blinkers will go on and he'll be a different horse.
Understand.
So we know him. That's how he started.
The biggest thing for me would be, did you convince Ollie?
Yeah, no, I told him. I said, don't worry about it, Ollie. I said he'll put himself in the race and he'll be there.
Okay, so that's good news.
Yep.
I think I spoke to you, or it might have been Ty, but I love the way he stretched to the line to win the other day at Randwick.
Yeah, no, look, it was impressive. He was very dominant. And now he's looking a picture. So now if all systems go.
And with him, is he a horse that, you know, he's a beautiful, you know, he travelled down last week. He just does everything sensibly.
Yeah, no, look, he's not sensible. He's a bit of a hard case. But the travelling doesn't worry him. He eats his food, does everything. Since he owns the place, you know, he just walks around shouting out. But that's it,
Yeah, understand. You got the other horse in tomorrow, Silent Explorer, down there.
Yeah, he's a companion for him, you know. We have to bring something down with him, so it'll be interesting to see how he shapes up in that field.
Well, he's run the other day.
Run? Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I thought it was. I mean, they're talking about Yearlong January, and I know Ronnie talks highly of a royal celebration, so it's not too bad.
He should have been a little closer because he did drift a bit off track, and I think this Melbourne way might be better for him.
Okay. All right. Well, that's in tomorrow in race 2, number 3, Silent Explorer, with Craig Williams aboard. Now, I know Costello's out, and you told me, I think Tarka's gone out, haven't you?
Yes, we put him out as well. You know, just after his last run, he looked like he was coming, because he's only had one prep.
So
we just thought, you know, we don't want to go another month. It's enough for the little horse. He's done us proud, you know. He did very well.
Yeah, understand. Well, mate, good luck. The draw's out tomorrow at 11 o'clock. So I guess you'd just like a nice draw so you don't have to do oval, you know, get into a good spot, really.
Yeah, you just want to be in the first nine, hopefully, you know. Anyway, I'll leave it to John Cordino. He can't blame me.
Oh, come on, Dave. You can do it. Go on, do it. No, I don't want that pressure either. Yeah. Hey, Dave, good luck with the week ahead, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a good day. Cheers.